Now here is a remarkable prophecy in Scripture. This is tremendous. He says in verse 25, "And thou profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come." This is it. The time now has come. He's talking of that profane, wicked prince, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. Zedekiah in particular here. "Now, whose day is come when iniquity shall have an end." This is the end time. And you find that at the end of this age, the Scripture has a great deal to say about it. In the time of the iniquity of the end. And he uses that expression here, looking on to the end times. Also, Daniel used it, the time of the end. And the Lord Jesus spoke of it. "What is the sign of thy coming and the end of the age?" And he answered that for them. And we find that Paul had a great deal to say about that in 2 Thessalonians. We'll not take time to go into that. And this man Zedekiah, therefore, is a picture of that wicked prince, the false Messiah. We call him the Antichrist that's coming at the time of the end. What a picture that you have here. And he says, "Thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem." Take off his crown. Take off the crown. "This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high." Now, he is to be brought low. And the thing that is going to happen now is, there will not be another king to sit upon the throne of David until Shiloh come, until the Messiah comes. Now notice, this prophecy is remarkable. He says, "I will overturn, overturn, overturn it, and it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is." That's the Lord Jesus. "And I will give it him." Therefore, from Zedekiah down to the Lord Jesus, there was no one in the line that ever sat on that throne. No one would ever be able to. And the Lord Jesus is the only one since then. And he's sitting yonder right now at God's right hand, waiting until his enemies are made his footstool, when he comes to this earth to rule. I say to you, this is a remarkable prophecy, and it began way over yonder in Genesis 49:10, when Jacob was giving the prophecy concerning each son that would eventuate and become a tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he says in verse 10 of Genesis 49, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah." That means the king, "nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Now, Shiloh here means until he come. The one that's coming. And that's the way the Lord Jesus Christ was introduced. That's the reason John the Baptist says, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Why? In the person of the one that's come, that the prophets had all spoken of. And Ezekiel here has one of the most remarkable prophecies of all. Now, you have that expression again concerning the judgment of the Ammonites. And we have that picture here, the type given of the Antichrist who's coming. Verse 29, the last part of the verse, it says, "The wicked whose day is come, when their iniquity shall have an end." And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians that at the brightness of his coming, that he will put down this enemy in the last days. Verse 31, "And I will pour out mine indignation upon thee. I will blow against thee in the fire of my wrath and deliver thee into the hand of brutal man and skillful to destroy. Thou shalt be for fuel to the fire. Thy blood shall be in the midst of the land. Thou shalt be no more remembered, for I, the Lord, have spoken it." That generation is to go into captivity. That'll be the end of that generation as far as they are concerned. It'll be their children who will return back to the land.